Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, bundle up as you head outside this morning. It is 1 degree. That is the current temperature. I know the sun always shines in Marysville, but it's still cold there, isn't it, Mayor Wayne Pyden?
Well,
Mr. Mayor, good morning.
It is a tad chilly. Good morning to you. A tad chilly, but I see the sun.
Oh, I know. You know what? Hang on a second. Wait. There. I didn't have the right button pushed. There. Now we can all hear
okay.
you. Good morning, Mayor. How are you?
Great, Paul. Great. The sun is rising here. It should get warmer in a little bit. My studio is a tad chilly. You're probably warmer.
A little bit, but not much. It's hard to be warm in this kind of weather. Mayor, let's talk about some of the things happening in Marysville. You got a busy year ahead of you. A lot going on.
Yes, sir. Well, Monday night we had a council meeting. And I was I issued a proclamation proclaiming February 2021 to be Black History Month. This is a tradition that dates back, as I understand, to 1926, in that mayors across our country began issuing yearly proclamations recognizing at that time it was called Negro History Month. President Ford, back in 1976, did designate February as Black History Month and endorsed the proposition that each year, as designated, the Black History Month would contain a certain theme. So I thought that was very, very appropriate to fall in line with, you know, other mayors. Also gave me an opportunity, Kevin Watkins, the president of our local NAACP, was there to receive the proclamation, and I had the opportunity to wish his organization a happy birthday. The NAACP was founded on, I believe it's February 12th, 1909.
That's fantastic.
So I thought that was, I enjoyed doing it. As a matter of fact, that was really my first proclamation since I took office.
Wow. All right. Well, very good. I know that you've got a big infrastructure problem or a project you're looking at with several homes with lead lines and underground pipes that need to be replaced.
That's true, Paul. A representative from our consulting engineers, HRC, or I should say Hubble, Roth, and Clark, I don't want to get into all these whatever, but they made a presentation, and we're going to contract with them to put together in place a project plan going after monies for infrastructure improvements, the biggest ones being, of course, $8 million plus for wastewater treatment and stormwater collection and treatment, and a grant also, or not a grant, excuse me, a loan in the range of about $3.5 million for water improvements, that, of course, being looking at, I guess, or I'm under the impression, we're talking no more than 80-some homes with lead lines that we would be replacing those under the particular loans. The loans are low interest, let's say, in the realm of anywhere from 1.5% to just over 2% if you took them over a 20 to 30 year period of years. They're issued by the state of Michigan. Paul, are we still on?
Yeah, I'm listening.
I'm getting a lot of static here for some reason, and I don't see any squirrels or anything.
No, you sound loud and clear to us. I wanted to move on, Mayor, and talk about something that we talked about last time, and that was revising the city charter in Marysville. What are the next steps there?
Okay, what we're doing right now is council has a copy of the charter as adopted back in 1965, and all of us are given the opportunity here to read through that particular document, make notes of how one would feel it should reflect today's operations. Is there something that needs to be updated and maybe things to be added? The target date we have is a meeting of a whole with our attorney on March the 15th, and at that time we will take a look at what all individual members came up with. I'm sure there's going to be ideas that we all encompass, and it'd be refreshing to see council members bring forth new ideas. So that our target date is March the 15th, and I just reminded council Monday night that March the 15th is a month or so away, and hopefully everybody is doing their bedtime reading and presenting or taking a look to come across with, you know, new ideas or questions that they may have. And I think in any city, it's always appropriate for new, existing council members, mayors, you know, to take a look at the charter, just to remind them this is what the people want you to do. This is what the people ask you to do. Now, let's follow through with it and act appropriately.
Yeah, absolutely.
The thing,
go ahead.
The other thing that it's good to see and refreshing to see, gosh, in these times, the weather, although we, you know, say, oh, geez, it's cold. Okay, it gave us opportunity to flood our big rink on 14th in Michigan. I've seen a lot of people using that, and it's great. Every age, seeing a little bit of hockey playing there, and it's all about the memories. Interesting one was a young man called our city manager, and expressed to him, now we're not talking a very large rink, we're talking something small, on 6th Street here in town that we had used as a pond some time ago before budget cuts, et cetera, that made us consolidate, so to speak, on 14th in Michigan. But he took the recommendation to heart. DPW flooded this little pond area, and it's good to go down 6th Street and see people skating on the rink, a neighborhood rink. Love to see, especially the little ones, you know, first time out, how they shuffle and fall and get up and go again. It's great to see, and yeah. I'm really appreciative of, I forget who the individual's name is, so if you're listening to this, I'm sorry, I've don't recall your name, but I thank you for calling us and bringing it, you know, to our attention. And Randy, of course, responded to the individual and just said, hey, if it's used, we'll do it. If not, you know, we'll go on.
Mm-hmm.
But it is being used, and it's great to see. So
yeah, that's fantastic.
I'm always happy like that. The other thing, too, is at the city park, the hill that we have there, again, all ages of our youth, the little ones, the little bigger ones, you know, they're using that too. Especially in these times, Paul, you know how I feel about this.
Absolutely.
It's great to see, you know, the outdoor activity.
Yeah.
Really, really, really super.
Yep. Even in the wintertime, even when it's super cold out there. I do want to ask you, Mayor, about the ice in the St. Clair River. Of course, the river flows right along Marysville. Have you had any ice problems, any flooding issues in Marysville?
Yes, we have had flooding issues. The extent of which I'm sure is common along the along the along the riverfront. So we do have, we're not exempt from those issues. And from what I understand, looking at the, Randy keeps us informed, and of course the Corps of Engineers always issues daily bulletins about the ice-breaking efforts, where the jamming seems to be, the cutters are going in that, you know, in that direction. So it's quite an effort, and I'm sure this will continue for a few more weeks. Didn't the groundhog see a shadow or something?
He did, yeah. That rascal.
So the ice is going to continue. So the ice breaking has got to continue. I think though that, you know, once you start backing up really south of us down Algonac Way, and everything, you know, comes back in our direction. So I believe this is something that is an annual event, not a good annual event, but it's an annual event, and it's something that happens. And the best that can be done is just trying to break up the ice and keep the flow going.
Yeah. Well, at least we know the sun is always going to be out, because it's Marysville, and you guys always have nice weather there, even in the middle of winter.
Yes, sir. That is absolutely correct.
All right. Well, Mayor, always good to catch up. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, the other thing, too, is we've had a review, we're always keeping on top of it, about our finances for the fiscal year that we're in. Knock on wood, cross your fingers, we're in good shape. It looks, hopefully, we're going to have another good year. So,
all right. Well, we
really
sure
optimistic
so.
About that.
Well, good. Very good. Mayor, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for spending it with us, and stay warm.
Will do, sir.
All right.
And you have a good day.
You too.
Thanks,
take care.
Paul.
Bye-bye.